You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Agribusiness Confidence Index for the first quarter of 2024 was released, and it seems as though the agricultural sector has had to contend with bad weather and a couple of other challenges. I'm joined on the line by Paul Makube, who is the Senior Agricultural Economist at FNB Commercial, to just take a look at this index and just try and make sense of the data that's come out. Good evening, Paul. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the survey data points for Q1. Where do we stand for 2024 compared to where we closed out 2023?
Thanks for having me. Yes, the survey for the last quarter ended at 40 points, which is below the break-even point of 50, which indicates positive outlook for the agriculture in almost neutral conditions. Above 50 indicates optimism about the sector or operating conditions. At the moment, for the first quarter, we index came in at 40, which is unchanged from the previous month, but it's still 10 points below the break-even, which indicates pressure on the industry. And there are a plethora of challenges in the industry. Some of them are persistent issues in the industry. Mainly that have to do with logistics infrastructure, the ports, the rails, the municipal, services that are lackluster in rural hinterland, because most of the, businesses operate in those areas and therefore struggle with certain services that force them to actually, sometimes scale down operations or develop mechanisms to insource, services.
Paul, in the agri space over the last couple of months, we've seen both flooding and drought concerns, depending on which part of the country you're sitting in. How are the farmers and how is the industry viewing the conditions that they cannot control? Obviously, things or the challenges like the infrastructure that you mentioned are also beyond their control. But how are the farmers viewing the natural conditions, so to speak?
Yeah, in terms of the natural conditions, it was a mixed bag. So we had a season of two halves. We started on a very positive note with earlier indications of El Nino phenomenon being relatively mild, given the rains that we received in the first half of the year. And as you recall, we had an excellent three seasons of good rainfall. So conditions were relatively positive until mid-summer, when we saw the El Nino working in Spain and actually intensifying with heat wave that we saw that caused the serious distress on crops. And actually, slashed, the harvest that we're expecting.
Paul, let's shift our attention to the export side of it, or the export sub-index. We know that there was obviously recent announcements around the meat markets being reopened in the likes of Saudi Arabia. We know that from a fruit and a citrus export point of view, we've been doing really well into Europe there. Where do we stand in terms of just the entire agri space at an export level?
You are relatively solid on the export, front. We had excellent exports. In fact, the figures were relatively strong in the last two quarters. We had a relatively good harvest of fruit for the export market. But the index fell by 7 percentage points to about 35, and mainly that had to do with uncertainty about the port performance, as well as the lethargic railways, that is the infrastructure that deals with logistics. So that's what actually affected the export sub in the index. Otherwise, it could have been better had this issues not arisen. Port issues being addressed and so on. Although there were some positive news regarding the ports with the an appointment of the permanent CEO, he has been working with the industry, and indications are that this will continue, but there's still uncertainty given the fluctuation in terms of performance at that level, especially that, for example, we heading into the export season for the biggest South Africa's flagship export, which is your citrus season.
Paul, we touched on this around those challenges that the farmers and the agri sector are contending with at the moment, and a lot of those challenges are sort of beyond their control. Are we seeing that the farming and the agri space is making alternative plans or putting in place alternative measures to be less impacted wherever possible? I know some farmers are looking at different kinds of setups and adjusting how they move their produce to get it ready and prepared for exports. But are we seeing that the industry as a whole understands that they are able to navigate these challenges differently? Or is it more needing to have conversations with government and say, we need you to help us so that we can meet our targets?
Yeah, definitely. As I said, conversations are continuing. In terms of the logistics for export, there are working groups that meet almost daily to ensure that there is coordination of information about around stakeholders, to ensure that they better services at ports, and also that producers and all stakeholders that are involved in the export business are able to prepare themselves, given what might hit them, whether it's excessive winds in the Western Cape or Cape Town, or any other disturbance in the system. So there is that close collaboration, and industry players are looking at the various ways actually to see that they address that. In fact, we could have not achieved what we achieved in terms of fruit export last year had it not been that that there was this engagement. But still more needs to be done to ensure that eventually bottlenecks are finally dealt with. And at some level, the main issue has been the intermittent energy supply. Load shedding is now back and affecting agribusinesses, and they were forced to actually look at that alternatives in order to sustain their operations. And if you look at the capital investment sub-index, it rose by 7 points to 50, to neutral point. Although this is good news, it would have been even better if it included expanding operations, which means the agribusinesses are expanding their operations, which actually contribute to the growth of the economy as well. So this has to do with investment in alternative energy to ensure that they remain sustainable. Obviously, one of the things that has been a constraint as well is elevated interest rates. For a bit longer, that is also reflected in the finance cost sub-index, which increased by about 14 points to 17. But nonetheless, the debt provision, which deals with that, indicates that the sector is still in a healthy financial situation, and there are no red flags yet, despite the challenges that I've alluded to earlier.
The challenges persist, but the sector remains strong and persistent. We'll leave it at that, Paul. Thanks so much for those insights. That's Paul Mankube, who is the Senior Agricultural Economist at FNB Commercial, joining me to reflect on Agribusiness Confidence Index for the first quarter of 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.